From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And welcome into another edition of DeKalb Business Today here on DeKalb Business Radio. It's 12 o'clock. It is the lunch hour. Executive producer Jason Becknell, along with your host, Matt Holmes. We've got a great panel of guests joining us here on the lunch hour. We'll introduce them in just a moment. But first, I want to remind you that DeKalb Business Radio is on social media. You follow us on Twitter at DeKalb Radio X. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DeKalb Business Radio X. Of course, you listen live each Friday at 10 and noon here on DeKalb.businessradiox.com. And you can download our free podcast on our website, or there are free download on iTunes as well. Remind you also this edition, as always, of DeKalb Business Today, brought to you by the Bornelis Insurance Group of Dunwoody. For all your insurance needs, contact Callan and her talented team at 1-800-376-8967, or check out the link on our website at DeKalb.businessradiox.com. All right, let's get to the panel now with that out of the way. Our first guest is Jeff Lovejoy, with Action Coach. And Jeff, good afternoon. Glad to have you.
Thanks, Matt. Nice
to
be here.
Tell me a little bit about, obviously, there's a business background, but not just everybody from a business background can go and be a business coach. What makes you unique?
Well, there's first of all, I work for an organization that's a worldwide organization. We've got 550 coaches around the world in 42 countries at any point in time, coaching 8,000 clients on a day. So there's a lot of intellectual property there. There's a lot of processes that have been put in place, and there's extensive training in order to get the coaches to the point where we can really add value to customers. So it's not as though you come out of corporate and you put a shingle up and you suddenly you're claiming yourself as a business coach, and there are a lot of people that do that, but we're deeper than that. There's a lot of training in intellectual property, models, systems, you know, it's that's what differentiates us from a lot of the business coaches that come out.
What tangible differences are you making for some of the businesses that you're working with?
Well, I can cite a couple cases where in the first year of working with them, I doubled revenue. In one case, it was a remodeler. The office was in the house, and they had crew coming into the house. They had inventory in their garage. And within a year, we doubled revenue. They were able to move out. They bought another building, and they moved into that building. Instances where helping owners get really clear on what they want to get out of their business so that they can better manage how they spend their time, which is a huge piece, because if they don't have that, if they don't know where they're going, they don't know what's important. And so they tend to take whatever comes first. And that's a big piece of what I do, is getting them clear. I'm going to there. And so let's go there and I'll help them get there.
So the key, I guess, I mean, you contact them and you contract them, but they do have to be willing to change.
Oh, absolutely. The big piece that holds business owners back is staying within their comfort zone and thinking that if I keep doing things the way I've always done them, my business will change. And so they have to be willing to push the comfort zone and to do things they haven't done before, because that's how the business is going to grow. That's how they're going to grow personally. And if they're not willing to do that, I just can't help them.
Well, check out his website, actioncoach.com/Jeff Lovejoy, and we'll talk more with Jeff coming up a little bit later in the show.
Thanks.
Our second guest is Jane Ratliff, the Executive Director of Blue Hair Technology Group. They're on the web at bluehairtech.org. Jane, this is a fascinating concept. Tell me how you came up with it.
Yes, I came up with it from an experience with my mother. She was turning 86 4 years ago. She is now 90, and my brother called me and said, "I think Mom needs an iPad." And this was a woman who had never used technology in her life. My father was the technology person. So, and the reason was, and my brother had a great reason, he said it would be a great way for her to stay connected with family and friends. And so my idea for her gift, he was giving her the iPad. I said, I will give her 3 months of weekly lessons, 1 hour at a time, because I knew she wouldn't be able to do anything with it. And from that experience of those 3 months, I realized that there was an entire generation and more of people who do not know how to use these devices and therefore are not able to stay connected to their family and friends.
When we were growing up, grandparents, and the joke was, you know, email, I guess, was the latest, greatest at that point. Computers are relatively new, and you just kind of took it for granted. They're not going to use it. They don't need to learn how to use it. It's not really necessary. In this day and age, you do talk about staying connected, but there's so many different facets, paying your bills online, that sort of thing. They almost have to. Is that what you're saying? Old folks, seniors, almost have to be online.
Yes. What's amazing, I was telling somebody the other day, I was in a, we were teaching an iPhone class, and there was an 88-year-old woman with a brand new iPhone 6S Plus. It was great. And, you know, it's would be wonderful to be able to capture them at the moment they're saying something, but that's always difficult in a video. But she said, it's so important for me to be understand how to use the technology because I feel so left out. I don't feel relevant anymore because everything is about technology. And that's what so many of them say. They just don't feel that they're able to stay up with what's going on unless they're connected.
Well, we look forward to learning a lot more about blue hair technology and the things that you guys have coming up. Our third guest, though, is Eric W. Smith. He's the managing director of the EWS Financial Group. Eric, glad to have you here.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what you do with the EWS Financial Group.
Well, the EWS Financial Group was established back in 1990, and I do everything from personal insurance, employee benefits, helping people to establish legacy plans, and now with open enrollment being upon us, helping them navigate healthcare.gov and the whole Affordable Care Act opportunity.
Who would have thought it could be so complicated? And you remember 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whenever the initial rollout was,
exactly.
Nobody can get on the site,
That's
nobody
right.
can figure it out, et cetera. Did you find there was a lot of demand for your help, your services?
Huge demand for my help and services. However, a lot of people didn't even know that agents were indeed the people to go to find out how to navigate the whole process. You know, when you have an opportunity like healthcare.gov and the ability to finally enroll into a healthcare program, many people have no idea what that even means, let alone how to begin to navigate that and understanding the terms and the conditions and the like. So when it was finally, you know, when everybody, you know, became more and more aware that you might want to go ahead and talk to an agent, you know, we're certified, we're licensed, and we've got the ability to kind of help you navigate this. And so January 2014 is when open enrollment started, and we've been off to the races ever since.
And talk a little bit about, I guess, open enrollment started for this year, November 1st, was it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So how busy is that for you as soon as you hit November 1st?
It becomes a very busy time because now what's happening, the people that essentially bought the wrong plan in the last open enrollment are getting these huge increases in their premium and realizing that, you know, there are other opportunities within just creating a benefit package for themselves. So once open enrollment started, the phones start to ring off the hook. New companies have entered the marketplaces. The old familiar companies aren't doing what they used to do. And everybody, you know, kind of begins to learn what's new with open enrollment 2015 on November 1st. So like the first week and a half or so, everybody's kind of positioning themselves and just learning what's new and what's available, what's good, what's bad. And from there, now that the dust has started to settle, things are getting pretty busy.
Well, you're seeing a lot of headlines, a lot of statistics about double-digit premium increases for the coming year for a lot of carriers. I want to talk to you about subsidies because that
right.
can help kind of offset
sure.
some of that. We'll talk about that coming up
All
a
right.
little bit later in the show. Eric W. Smith from the EWS Financial Group. This is DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. Matt Holmes getting back with Jeff Lovejoy from Action Coach. And Jeff, is there a specific type of company, a specific type of business that you specialize in working with?
No, Matt, I've decided not to try to specialize because as much as anything, I want to ask those dumb questions, you know, that might lead to, well, you know, I've never thought about that. Why are we doing it that way? I don't know. Whereas if you're if familiar with an industry, there might be that tendency to say, well, you know, they always do it that way, so I'm not going to go down that path. And that turns out could have been the very path that would have made the business more successful, but I didn't go there because everybody else does it that way. So I prefer to kind of keep, and plus it's more interesting to kind of have a variety of customer types as customers.
Are there certain types of businesses, whether small business, large business, does it make a difference to you?
Yeah, it does. I like to work with businesses that have been in business for 4 years or greater. I find sometimes that when you work with the young startups, they come out so energetic and so enthusiastic and they got their own ideas and they haven't been slapped around a bit to realize how hard it is and that maybe their ideas aren't going to work. And so I've tried a couple like that and it just falls apart pretty quickly because they're just not willing to listen and take the ideas that I have. And so it's not worth their investment.
So walk me through the process. I guess initially these businesses need the help. They need to find you. How do they find you? How do they find out about you?
Well, they could find out from here, from listening to this. They could find out from networking. I do a lot of networking. I write some blogs. I've got referrals. I'm sending out letters to people on a regular basis. So a variety of ways to reach me and to hear about me. And I'm picking up the phone and calling some of them.
When they bring you on board, what is your process? You walk through the door, and what are some of the things that you go through to get to know that business and get to know some of their areas of weakness?
Well, obviously, it's a lot of questioning. It's a lot of probing to understand about the business. It's a lot of trying to understand what's holding the business back. It's a lot of trying to figure out where the business wants to go. And then I walk them through some models we have, and we sit down, and, you know, it's a conversation. It's not, you know, you hear that sales pitch. It's not that, because, you know, I want to build relationships with people, and I want to, I don't want to be selling to them. It's got to be both of us see that this is a real benefit, and so we walk together down that path, not me pitching something that they might, you know.
Do you find a lot, because in what you're doing, people have to admit the way I've been running my business, or at least facets of it, are wrong.
Yeah.
Or could be better. Do you find that people, companies, entrepreneurs are resistant to a business coach or think that they don't even need a business coach?
All the time. My biggest challenge is not competitors. It's inertia on the part of the business owner. Absolutely. I've been doing this for 20 years. What makes you think you can come in and tell me anything different? Well, you know, I've just started. My newest client has been in business for 26 years. And to his credit, he realizes that he's been kind of flatlining it. While some of his competitors have grown dramatically. And so it causes him to question, why is that? And let's get someone in here that kind of helped me see my business and how I work my business from a different set of eyes. Because in my eyes, meaning in his eyes, he's doing everything he's always done. And it seems right, but it's not. You know, he's going out to job sites and he's going around and selling. And so who's thinking about the marketing and who's thinking about the best people to hire and who's thinking about your financials and who's thinking about the service quality and who's thinking about all of these things that are really what's going to make the business grow and not the fact you're going from job site to job site?
Do you come in and work with businesses as kind of a quick one-time fix and they kind of implement what you say, or are these companies working with you progressively over time to continue to improve?
The latter. You know, I want that owner that recognizes that as long as I'm adding value to the business, why would we ever stop working? It's like, when is there a football team that does not have a coach? Mm-hmm. They may change coaches, but they always have a coach. When is there an Olympic athlete that doesn't have a coach? It doesn't happen. When are there entertainers that don't have coaches? Because they all recognize that someone else can see things in what they're doing that they can't see themselves. And so whether it's me or someone else, they need to have someone from outside looking in and suggesting ways to improve.
What was your background in business? You mentioned you've been doing this for about 20 years. Where did you
Not
come
20.
From?
It was 7 years here at Action. I was at Bank America in Wachovia for 26 years prior to this. So it kind of doing some selling, but really working in marketing and communications and team building.
What were some of the lessons you learned from your time in banking?
Well, the whole bit around hiring, leading teams, you know, that's one of the things I see a lot of. The business owners are so busy working in the business, going from that the most important asset they have is their team. And oftentimes they neglect it because they're so busy going from job site to job site to job site. They don't have team meetings. They don't have evaluation processes set up. They don't kind of do the attaboy, you know. And that's what's going to really grow the business. So that's all the stuff I picked up in corporate, you know, all of that, all of the review processes. And there are a lot of disciplines in corporate that, you know, I wouldn't go back to corporate, but I learned a lot around the disciplines that corporate has in place that can be applied to the small business owner.
You enjoy kind of working. I know you're with Action Coach, but you're your own agent, I guess. You enjoy working for yourself?
It's a huge challenge. It's a huge difference from where I came out of. You know, I used to work at those big guys and toners went out, someone went to the store and got it. Now it's me. You know, the post office, you got to go to the post office yourself. Everything is dependent upon on me in my case. And so, you know, I've never learned so much and grown so much in the 7 years as I have this past 7 years. Because it's all you. You got to market the business. You got to excuse me. You have to coach. So it's you got to find it and you got to coach it. And most people are usually good at one or the other, but it doesn't do much good to be a great coach if you can't find it, and vice versa. So you really have to, it's really pushed my comfort zone in all directions.
That's awesome. Jeff Lovejoy with Action Coach. You find them on the web, actioncoach.com/Jeff Lovejoy. We'll talk with you a little bit more later on in the show.
Thank you.
Let's talk with Jane Ratliff now. Again, Executive Director of Blue Hair Technology Group. Jane, do you find as you're working with seniors a willingness, a desire to kind of pick up on the technology? They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Is that necessarily true in this case?
The seniors that come to our class want to learn. So in the instance of, you know, if you think about yourself as a young kid, you're told to go to school. You know, you don't necessarily want to go to school, but you're told. But in this case, they're coming because they want to learn. So you absolutely can teach these folks how to use these devices, but there is a style, there is a way to do it that makes them comfortable, that eases them into it versus not having a planned approach. You really have to think about it as sort of peeling back the layers and starting at the very basics.
It's a lot for them to take in, I would imagine. You mentioned that you had taught your mom how to use an iPad. What are some of the other classes or offerings that you have for seniors?
We teach iPhone basics, iPad basics, Android basics, Android tablet and smartphone basics, I should say, Facebook, and we actually have Windows 10 class, basics. Then we also, that to me is sort of the functional, teaching them how to use the devices functionally. But then there's also a real important area of which I call consumption. How do they consume information off of their devices? So once they sort of understand the buttons and how to do the most important things on their devices, then we talk about apps. How do you download apps? And how do you, podcasts, actually. We're going to teach a class this week on podcasts. They don't know what, first of all, they don't even know what a podcast is, but they don't know what podcasts are. But that is an amazing amount of information that's really would be very relevant to older adults to be able to listen to information, news, talk, sports, whatever, whenever they want to, when they're walking, when they're exercising, when they're just hanging out. So we're going to do a podcast on that. Facebook is another class we teach. Facebook is a very important app and a very important way that the older adults connect. Some of them hate it. You know, some of them won't. Some of them hate it and haven't even tried it. And they always have the same reason. You know, I don't want to know what someone had last night for dinner, which is really funny because that's what they think Facebook is. People just telling, this is, look at my dinner. I had whatever last night. And you try to explain to them that it's so much more than that.
Well, at the very base level for them, it's a way to see photos of their grandkids and great-grandkids, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Unfortunately, it is a complicated platform. And to try to teach them the basics, which is really just looking at it. Don't even comment. Don't do anything. Just look at it. It's not that simple of an application. But they love it once they're on it.
This is DeKalb Business Today and DeKalb Business Radio. Matt Holmes talking with Jane Ratliff from the Blue Hair Technology Group. What does the typical class look like? I remember when we were in school, you'd have a computer lab with the huge computer monitors everywhere and everything. But now you're talking about iPads and tablets and iPhones. And so I would imagine maybe it doesn't look exactly the same as it once did.
Our classes, and really we don't have a physical location. We go to the locations. So we'll go to senior communities. We go to churches and synagogues. And we go to places where the seniors are. So it's a room. It's going to be a classroom of some sort with tables, and they definitely need tables. And they bring their own devices. We don't bring devices to them. They bring their device to the class, and that's what the classroom is. We have a projector. A lot of times we're using Apple TV so we can mirror our screens, which is really the best way to teach. We have an instructor. We bring in volunteers from the community. We have about 250 volunteers, of which we typically have 15 students, maybe 3 to 4 volunteers that ensure that the seniors are keeping up with the instructor. And it's just a very relaxed, open setting with their peers that allows them to learn how to use it and feel safe.
Well, let's jump off of that for a second, because 250 volunteers, how big is your operation?
Oh, Well, 200, not very big yet. We're still in startup mode. I'm the executive.
That's a lot of folks, though.
Well, that's volunteers, remember. We were able to easily recruit volunteers. I think a lot of people out there, or I know a lot of people out there, can look at what we do and get it. It's not hard to get. You either have a parent, you have a grandparent, or you know somebody who struggles with technology. So there's, we put ourselves out there on Volunteer Match. People are looking for volunteer opportunities. They see it, they sign up. So yeah, but the organization, I have six instructors.
Okay.
And myself, really. And we have classes every week in various locations. We probably have about four different types of classes going on a weekly basis throughout the Metro Atlanta area.
Yeah. So it's just the metro area
right now?
Plans to expand?
Absolutely.
Bigger and better?
Yeah, we've got a lot of plans right now. We're actually putting together a proposal to start doing videos, instructional videos on our site. People are like, well, they can already go out there and find videos. Well, it's complicated for seniors. Seniors don't want to have to search. So we're looking at 2.5 to 3 minute videos, probably with some type of talent that goes into very specifics. You know, how do you connect to Wi-Fi on your phone? They'd go to our website. It's going to be simple to find. You just click on it. They don't have to worry about anything. And we really want to become almost like the good housekeeping seal of approval for technology education for older adults. So they know they could go to our site, be able to find a video easily and watch it. Another thing we're looking at is, I think it's called live streaming of our classes. So I could sit in a room with a computer and live stream to, let's say, a senior center in California, where you have volunteers, you have a class of seniors, but I'm teaching from somewhere in Atlanta, and being able to host classes that way as well, where it's interactive. Still trying to figure out the technology on that one. So, but absolutely, we want to expand beyond Atlanta. There's many more seniors out there.
Before we wrap up, if there's a church, if there's a senior center that's interested in doing something like this, what's the time commitment? What's the financial commitment?
The time commitment is typically what we try to get in there with is a 4-week class. So most of our classes are 4 weeks. So it's a 4-week iPad, 4-week iPhone. But we also do 1-off 2-hour classes if it just might be, let's learn how to use pictures and videos on our iPhones. The cost is $12 per person per 90-minute class. So for a 4-week class, it's $48 per person. We also sell our curriculum. We have about 100-page curriculum book that we've put together, jargon-free. That makes it very simple, again, for the seniors because they're always so upset that there are no instructions that come with their devices. So we provide that as well. That's an additional $15 if they want to do that. So the price actually is very, I think, very affordable. And it's going to be a much better experience than going into the Apple store and learning in that type of environment. And that's what we've heard from seniors as well. That's a very intimidating environment for seniors.
That's excellent. Good work that you're doing. Jane Ratliff, the executive director of Blue Hair Technology Group. They're on the web, bluehairtech.org. Follow them on Twitter, @BlueHairTech. They're also on Facebook and LinkedIn. And if you haven't heard of those things, they can teach you how to use them. That'll be okay. Our third guest is Eric W. Smith, the managing director of the EWS Financial Group. The EWSFinancialGroup.com is their website. So we talk about kind of adjusting and going with the flow in business. And you mentioned earlier, this is something where you had to change a little bit of what you did and change your focus when the Affordable Care Act was passed. How dramatically different is the type of work you're doing now to what it was just a couple years ago?
Oh, completely different from the standpoint of offering health insurance. I've been a licensed agent for about 28 years. Started in the late 80s and up until about 1990, did a lot with health insurance. And then because it's so cumbersome, the underwriting process, there's so many restrictions, I just got out of it. But when Obamacare was launched, the process is completely different now. Everybody qualifies. It doesn't matter what your health history is. It doesn't matter what your personal history is. You can be addicted to whatever. You got whatever it is, you can get covered. The process is now online or on the phone, so it's automated, so you don't have to get dressed and travel across the world and fight with traffic and little kids and all of that. The process is very, very easy from a insurance agent perspective. The other side of it, though, is again introducing the program to the client base, and also helping business owners to really take advantage of the opportunities with the Affordable Care Act, because many of them spent so much time hating the idea, mm-hmm. they didn't really, peel the onion back and look at the huge opportunity that's available for them to look like a rock star in front of their employees, cut their costs for employee benefits between, 40 and 60%, never have any concerns about annual rate increases and a host of other things. And so I spend a lot of time now working with business owners, showing them how to really take advantage of the opportunities that are indeed available. And they love me for it. The employees love me for it. And, it's just a brand new marketplace because, essentially for me, what happens is the health insurance piece opens the door to the balance of the conversation, which talks about legacy planning, estate planning, buy-sell agreements, key man contracts, and the like for both businesses. And, of course, every business has a family behind it. And as well as the employees with families. So it just opens up a brand new marketplace, allows me to grow my agency, to have a broader network of agents. Technology is an amazing thing because, again, I can't remember the last time I wrote a wet application, got a wet signature. Mm-hmm. Everything is done online. And that's just a... That just makes insurance fun again.
Sure.
Yeah.
Talk to me about some of the businesses that you're working with. What are the typical types or sizes of business?
Well, there's kind of like Jeff. I mean, everything goes from a doctor's office. I do a lot with entertainers and athletes because I'm an entertainer, singer-songwriter as well. So I put together a special program, Obamacare for Entertainers, and I get calls on that all the time. Hmm. You've got facility maintenance companies, you've got shoe companies, you've got, just anybody. See, here's the thing, especially now. If you're not covered, you pay Uncle Sam $700.
Right.
So everybody is very, very interested. I can walk through, it's like I'm the mayor at Kroger. I walk through Kroger, Hey, I need that insurance, and you walk into the barbershop, got that Obamacare, and it's like, I'm kind of like a celebrity. And that's only because I'm not afraid to talk about it. No, I don't have all the answers, but I probably know a little bit more than you do. So if you're going to throw the dice, give me a call and we can kind of figure it out together.
We touched on it earlier, the fact that a lot of carriers are reporting mm-hmm. double-digit increases in their premium. So it's important that people know what subsidies are available and kind of how they qualify. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. A lot of people think that if they make too much money, that they won't qualify for a subsidy. Well, let me let you know that you can make your household income can be $160,000 and you can still qualify for a subsidy. Now, within that household, you have to have like 8 dependents and depends on what city, what your zip code is. But the bottom line is there's money out there for you. Your minimum income, your minimum household income needs to be at least $12,000. Let's call it that. And it's not your gross. It's your modified adjusted gross, which a lot of people don't understand. And the long and short of that is after your deductions, that I'm really giving a broad stroke here. And this is not tax advice. I'm not a tax attorney. Let's be clear with that. but it's typically... after your deductions, if you itemize, that would be your modified adjusted gross income. And that is what you report as your income to determine what your subsidy might be. And then from there, that's when we go to work and look at what your dependents are, what your plan is. What plan is going to work well for you? Some people just want a plan where, listen, if I get hit by a truck, I want to know I can go to the doctor and I'm good. Others, want the Jordan plan where, I want a dollar copay. I want a $5 copay from a specialist. I want to know that if I get sick here, I can walk 5 minutes away and anybody will see me. And, choosing the right plan for what it is that you're looking to do becomes very, very important, because if one plan that you choose is very network specific and you go outside of that network, if it's not a real emergency, you're going to be billed for that cost of care if it's not in the network. So, although your premium might be very low, when it comes time to use the plan, if you don't use it properly, you will get a bill. And there was a special on that last night. So, again, after the broad stroke has been painted, everything becomes very, very individual. Like for example, with that that doctor's office I met with the other day, because they wanted to create a hybrid employee benefit program, it's very easy to do. You just have to do it properly and understand. And one of the first things I had to let them know is that in order to do this, recognize that just because your plan is with this company and at this premium with these benefits, that's because you live in Cobb. You living in South DeKalb, totally different network, totally different plan, you know, in terms of the base plan. Now, because I'm an agent, I've got access to other ancillary plans that can coordinate with whatever the plan is, so that when all is said and done, your out-of-pocket expense, you know, could be zero. You could actually be, receive it be an indemnity plan, mm-hmm. where once you go into the hospital, we'll pay you, you know, $6,500 first time in, and you can go 3-4 times a year, and that's just money in your pocket. So, you know, it becomes all a matter of, you know, sitting down with you individually and structuring a plan that is specific to your particular needs. And then from there, if Pookie has this plan, well, that's Pookie's plan. If Forrest has this plan, well, that's Forrest's plan. And it's all good when all is said and done, because you gave Eric a call and he helped you navigate the system.
Eric W. Smith is our guest from the EWS Financial Group. Before we wrap up with you, we all know that jobs drive the economy. Mm-hmm. Small businesses drive the economy. And you put right here, yes, you're
sir.
Hiring.
That's right.
You have jobs. You're
Absolutely.
Looking for good help.
Absolutely.
How do people get in touch with you, and what kind of jobs are you looking to fill?
You can get in contact with me at 404-721-2338. 404-721-2338. Or go to the EWSfinancialgroup.com and just give me a call. The kinds of jobs that I'm /opportunities that I'm making available for a lot of people cover a number of areas. One, with open enrollment being in play right now and with us having the opportunity to enroll people all year round, I'm looking for more and more agents that have an interest in not only the health insurance aspect of the financial services industry, but, you know, the life insurance, the disability coverage, the legacy planning, and all the other elements that are revealed when sitting down and talking to somebody about their health plan. Also, legal services is something that's huge now, identity theft and what have you, and you don't need a license to be able to offer that program. So I've got a number of agents coming on board and a number of people coming on board, you know, taking advantage of that. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a singer-songwriter, mm-hmm. and I target, I do a lot with love and romance and targeting the bridal marketplace. And I've developed a program called MakeMoneyForMyWedding.com, which allows for brides and grooms to be in the earned money that they need for a debt-free wedding and then have income coming in after they say I do. And there's a host of programs available for that as well. And again, that's MakeMoneyForMyWedding.com. And all of these things, you know, when you go through the sites, you know, you'll see the different opportunities, and there's links there, an overview as to what the opportunity is. And I've got a team of folks working with me that are excellent trainers. I'm good with the radio shows. I'm good with the networking and the outreach and what have you. The hand-holding, well, not so much. But I've got people in place.
You got to know your strengths.
That's right. I've got people in place that love that, that have the classes and the networks. And then once people are trained and registered or licensed, whatever it is, then I can, if I'm doing this show, I can point out from the stage, hey, meet me in the back room, but not meet me, but meet Terry or meet Pam or meet Kelly or whomever it is. And so, you know, just give me a call and we can talk specifically about what your interests are. And 9 times out of 10, I've got something for you.
Excellent. Well, Eric Smith from the EWS Financial Group. Again, the website is the EWSfinancialgroup.com. Let's bring it up before we wrap up to the full table. And start with you, Jeff. As you've been in business for 20-some-odd years, what are some of the rewarding things that you've seen, especially in your last 7 years as a business coach?
One of the things that's most rewarding for me is to see the impact on the business owner, both in their personal life, more importantly, but also from the business, as to when they really get smart about how they grow the business, what a huge impact that can have on the personal life. I remember working with a CPA early on who was, during tax season, was putting 100 hours a week in, and it was almost killing him. And by making some changes and doing things a little differently, the next tax season he was down about 70 hours a week. Still a lot of hours, but much better than where he was. And so that's time that he can then start spending with family and friends and see his daughter's ballet and, you know, have date nights with a wife that get jettisoned when you're working ridiculously long hours because you don't know any better.
It doesn't make her happy.
It doesn't make her happy at all. You know, a great story on that line is I met an attorney who had gone through three divorces because he was putting in 100 hours plus a week. Wow. And he was and some nights sleeping in the office. And so it's like, well, maybe that's why you're going through all these divorces.
That's a tough one. You'd think the light bulb would come on before
well,
that point.
Especially with lawyers. You think of them as being intelligent. But, you know, I guess they get so much entrenched and so loving the business that they kind of everything else is secondary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Jane, talk to me about some of the successes. What makes it worth it for you to do this, what you do at Blue Hair Technology?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, so many successes. Just I think I mentioned before the woman who was at one of our classes last week who had the brand new iPhone 6S, 88 years old. And she had never sent a text message. And we were showing them how to send text messages. And someone had put all contacts into, you know, she had contacts of her key people. And I came over and I said, why don't we send your son a text message? Let's just see what happens, you know. So
it's gonna freak him out.
Exactly. So we, you know, I showed her. I tried to show her as much as possible, you know. So she touched it, and I said, and you just took a picture because we were taking pictures in class. I said, this is how you know insert a picture into your text. So she sent it, and you know, within 30 seconds, he responded. And he was thrilled. He said, Mom, I'm so proud of you. What a great job. I'm so glad you're taking the class. And it was so emotional for her. I mean, she got teary-eyed about it. I mean, she, you know, and I stepped back to think, what was the emotion she was feeling? I think she was proud of herself. I think she was, she was proud that her son was proud of her. You know, it just really made her feel good. So those are, and we have those all the time, those types of stories where they do something and the light bulb goes on and all of a sudden the thing that they wanted to do is actually happening. And it's like, oh my gosh, I now can connect. So it's those, it's all the time. I mean, it's so, you know, I had a corporate career before this and it's a very different feeling to wake up every day.
That's a good point. Eric, how about you? What makes it worth doing for you?
Well, you know, I'll piggyback on what everybody has said. I do a program called Your Life, Your Legacy, Your Masterpiece, where I go into the senior center. And typically there's 85% women, you know, 15% men. And I walk in singing Nature Boy by Nat Cole. And what that does for that room is takes them back to a place where things were good. You know, they were healthy. They were vibrant. They were healthy and vibrant. And it's a 20-minute program, but what it does is simply sets the stage for them to be able to talk about their life, what they want to do, leave a legacy, and basically leave with a masterpiece of what it is that they did, and just kind of ask a few questions as to what they want, you know, what they want that to look like, and then we get together individually and kind of put the plan together, you know, because everybody is now required to have, you know, health insurance, your tax attorneys and your CPAs and accountants, you know, when they're doing the tax return, there's a line item on that return. Do you have insurance? And what are you paying? And many of them don't have agents that they can go to, you know, that they trust with their clients to help them, you know, get covered. And now I work with, I've got about at least 8 to 15 different tax companies that I'm working with where I'm the referring agent to help their clients, you know, go through that process. And it just gives them peace of mind of knowing that they can not be concerned about, you know, their reputation being compromised or their credibility being jeopardized and sending them to me. And then in many times, you know, the peace of mind that a person gets when they know that they can go to the doctor and find out, you know, every day I've been waking up and this is crazy. Or, you know, I went, now I can feel free to go hoop. or go swim, go hiking, or whatever it is, because if something happens, I've got this coverage. And for a lot of people, they just, you know, it's their first time. And so, you know, in all those scenarios, it's a real good feeling to look at their faces and see, you know, that they are really being able to, you know, take advantage of the opportunities that are available. You know, they can brag to their friends and coworkers and family that they've got something in play. And if all goes as well as, you know, talked about, they can refer them to me. And we can kind of keep things going. So
there you go. And they can do that. The EWSFinancialGroup.com is the website. Eric Smith from the EWS Financial Group. Jeff Lovejoy, Action Coach. Find him actioncoach.com/Jeff Lovejoy. And, of course, Jane Ratliff, the Executive Director of Blue Hair Technology Group. They're online at bluehairtech.org, on Twitter at bluehairtech, also on Facebook and LinkedIn. Guys, a fantastic show. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And that'll do it for this edition of DeKalb Business Today and DeKalb Business Radio. We're going to take a break next week, observe Thanksgiving. We'll be back with two brand new shows on Friday, December the 4th. That is 3 weeks out from Christmas. Hard to believe, but we will be back live then. So we'll see you then. For executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. We'll see you next time.